When crowded teeth are aligned without extractions, the dental arch typically expands transversely, and/or the incisors protrude with a change in their angle of proclination. Previously, some clinicians have suggested various linear relationships between the alleviation of the mandibular crowding and the resulting increase in the lower incisal proclination. When there is dental crowding in the lower arch, it would be useful to be able to accurately predict the post-alignment position of the lower incisors to determine if extractions are more appropriate than a non-extraction approach for a functional, healthy, and stable result. A study in the September 2016 issue of the Angle Orthodontist looked at this relationship. The paper was titled, Relationship Between Dental Crowding and Mandibular Incisor Proclination During Orthodontic Treatment Without Extraction of Permanent Mandibular Teeth, and was written by Oded Yeshecki and colleagues from Jerusalem, Israel. The author's objective was to examine the relationship between the amount of pre-alignment mandibular crowding and the post-alignment changes in mandibular incisor proclination and protrusion. The study sample consisted of 96 randomly selected patients with full permanent dentitions who were all treated non-extraction and without interproximal enamel reduction. The subjects were all treated with either 022 Roth prescription self-ligation or with conventional brackets, and the same arch-form rectangular archwires were utilized. Lateral cephalograms and plaster models from before and after treatment were measured to assess any changes in crowding, arch dimension, incisor protrusion, and incisal proclination. After analyzing the records, the authors found that for each millimeter of crowding alleviation, the increase in incisor proclination was 0.5 degrees, and the increase in incisal protrusion was 0.2 millimeters. There were no differences found in the degree of post-treatment incisal proclination between the conventional and the self-ligating bracket patients. The increase in the incisal proclination appears to be multifactorial and not only related to the amount of alleviated crowding during orthodontic treatment. The post-treatment incisal position values had a high degree of variability, and it was suggested by the authors that the results serve as only a guiding principle rather than a prognostic tool. As discussed in the paper, 38% of these subjects were treated with Class II elastics, which were found to have a significant effect on increasing incisal proclination. The patients also had a post-treatment mean reduction in their Curvis B and a mean increase in both arch width and arch depth as well. All of these are variables that potentially could alter the amount of incisal proclination and protrusion independent of the treated crowding alleviation. Thus, the high degree of variability in the results is understandable, and the resulting incisal position values are only approximates. This study certainly confirms that there is a significant correlation with the orthodontic alleviation of crowding and the increase in incisal proclination and protrusion. Future studies with more homogeneous samples would be helpful to further quantify the magnitude of the incisal changes that occur as a result of orthodontic alignment. If interested, the complete article can be found in the Angle Orthodontist September 2016 issue.